22 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Saturday morning, the 28th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1444. Well, it's time for the Q&A. Let's welcome our wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 28th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444. Tomorrow evening, Sunday evening after Maghrib, we should be scanning the sky for the new moon and the crescent. Inshallah al-Aziz, if the crescent is sighted tomorrow night after Maghrib, Sunday evening, then that will usher in the month of Rajab. So all of us try and make a concerted effort, and inshallah, once the month of Rajab starts, then we should read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month the month of Khair and Rushdin, of righteousness and goodness. Some of the words I mention in Abu Dawood, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Similarly, it is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, once we have confirmation the month of Rajab has started, then read Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, grant us barakah, blessing during this month of Rajab and Shaban, and spare us for the month of Ramadan. You know, tomorrow morning we don't have this program, it's Monday to Saturday, but tomorrow afternoon between 2 and 4, that Sunday, we have the Q&A, inshallah al-Aziz, with Hafiz Wadi and myself, so you can pose your questions during the afternoon, inshallah al-Aziz. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, today is the 28th of Jumad al-Akhirah, and we focus on Surah 24, Chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, verse number 64. The last verse of this surah, so we're completing, concluding this chapter today, inshallah. Allah, inna lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. When Almighty Allah says, Allah, behold, Allah wants, we must pay 100% attention. We must be focused. You know, sometime an ordinary teacher tells us, I want your undivided attention, O students, O learners. So ye Almighty Allah is informing us, this is very important. Allah, behold, inna lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. Verily, lillahi lamit tamlik. It belongs only, solely, exclusively to Almighty Allah. Ma fis samawati wal ard. Whatever is in the celestial creation, whatever is in the terrestrial creation, whatever is in the heavens and skies, whatever is in the land and sand, me and you, my farm, my factory, my shop, my this, my that, is all temporary. 40, 50, 80 years, we die, end of the story. Then who's going to live for over 100 years nowadays? Very few people. And then eventually you have to die. So we are not real owners, we are just temporary users. The ultimate and real owner is Him, Almighty Allah alone. Therefore, when a Muslim person passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Verily, we belong to Almighty Allah, and unto Him Almighty Allah is the return. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. Indeed, He Almighty Allah alone knows. مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ. What is your condition? What is your situation? What is your position? This weekend, what are you going to do? How many girlfriends are you going to visit? How many sugar daddies are you going to? How many casinos and clubs are you going to visit? Or will we go out in Jamaat? Or will we go out into the Khanka? Or will we go in pious people's company? How much Quran Sharif we will read? How many du'as we will learn? So whatever virtues we are doing, or vices we are committing, Allah forbid, everything is known to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Nothing is obscure from Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We might think we get away with impunity, but everything is in the hands of Almighty Allah. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. People can be sitting in the biggest palaces, but they humiliated and disgraced, as you see today. And people are sitting in simple houses, and Allah is elevating them. That is the system of Almighty Allah. وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. And on that day, the day of justice, يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ, when everyone will be returned to Him, every human being, every jinn, every creation, they will be returned to Him, Almighty Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. Hence, He, Almighty Allah, will inform them of their actions. What you did on that day, what you did that night, which newspaper you gave wrong articles to. So all these type of things you must remember, where you went and gave interviews and so forth to bootlick the people. So all that, remember, everything will come out. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَمِلُوا. What action we did in the brightness of the day or in the darkness of the night, everything will be hadir and present. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah does not cause injustice to anybody. Allah is the most just. What do you call Allah? Ad-Dayyan, the most just. Therefore, our religion is called Deen. What is Deen? Inna Deena Inda Allah Islam. Political justice, economic justice, social justice. And the last day is called Malik Yawm Ad-Deen, the day of justice. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. Hence, He will inform them regarding their deeds and actions. وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And Almighty Allah is all-knowing regarding everybody and everything. Ya Allah, accept this humble, broken effort. Another surah has been completed. May Almighty Allah take from us the khidmah and service of Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and al-fiqhul Islami, our jurisprudence, right till the last breath hours on this temporary earth. Let us give you some news, views and interviews that happened in the past 24 hours. Pfizer, you know, the vaccine company, attempted to bully India. You must take this vaccine. But India said, what happens if things go wrong? Then we want to sue you. They said, no, you can't sue us. So at least India did a smart thing, and they didn't accept the Pfizer. So that was a smart move on behalf of India. U.S. government and their agencies covertly undercover supporting ISIS. Can you believe that? Didn't I tell you? Didn't Hillary Clinton spill the beans that time that we are the supporters of all these people here? So I told you, whether it be Shabab or whether it be ISIS or who, remember, they got nothing to do with Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with them. Look at this story. This is how the haramis behave. Egypt has to pay Israel for slavery of 1,000 years ago and so forth. So if somebody turns the argument the other way around, when will you haramis, jutlas pay the Palestinians for invading their land, for murdering their people, for torturing their children, and remember stealing their resources, you murderers, so you haramis. So when will you start paying reparations? When will America start paying the Negroes and all the Red Indians for their invasion? When will Australia pay the Aborigines? When will New Zealand pay the Maoris? Do you see how it works? It can't be working one way only. So, but Egypt deserves it also. They were the first so-called country in the time of Sadat in the late 70s to make a peace deal. They thought they're doing something great. So maybe they deserve it also. As it is, their leader is also a Jutla Ibnul Yahudiya, the son of a Jewess. So sometimes, you know, Allah Ta'ala punishes them in different ways. When you study Latin America, South America, then the most dangerous country, they say nowadays, is Ecuador. Can you believe? The ladies are saying we are not safe also nighttime to walk around because there are so many gangs there. This one will come and rape us. That one will come and rob us. Does this not resonate with us in South Africa? That what is happening in South Africa in different parts, in Cape Town, certain areas are no-go areas for ladies and men. Certain parts here in Johannesburg and other parts are no-go at night. So think properly where we are heading to. Look at this one. This is a good move on behalf of South Africa. And you, the people in Durban and Richards Bay, you might just get a glimpse of them. South Africa, Russia, China are going to have joint military drills. And America, how will be burning, remember that. And Europe will also be wondering what the South African nation is up to. They can't supply, you must remember, electricity properly, but they got Russia, China on board. Between the 17th to 27th of February, joint military drills there in the coastal cities where Durban and Richards Bay. Saudi Arabia to invest $20 billion in Formula One. For all those nonsensical things, they got money, but for Islam, they don't have money. Remember that. That rather than building mosque, they will demolish the mosque and all that. Sunak, I told you, Sunak, you going to be humiliated and disgraced. Mm. So yesterday, Sunak was, you see yesterday what he said, day for yesterday. He said, no, I agree with Modi and so forth and so on. He's not responsible for the Gujarat massacre. So same day or one day after, Allah humiliates Sunak, Richi. Why? He wasn't wearing a seat belt, you see. So the one MP said, yes, Sunak, you too used to flying in the air and you forgot you must wear seat belts here on the ground, you know. So imagine that he didn't wear seat belt even for a few minutes or whatever. So they caught him and he apologized and he has to pay the penalty. Very good humiliation for him. So Pakistan will receive oil from Russia in March. So now we're coming to February very soon, then in March. So that's a good move for Pakistan. They did everything they can obtain. The masses in America are marching. Can you believe this? Whatever Islam teaches is always right. The masses are marching in America for pro-life, anti-abortion. We don't want abortion. If there's abortion, there must be strict conditions. Imagine non-Muslims, because abortion is murder, remember that. Any country that legalizes abortion, we are going to condemn it, Kain and Mankan, whichever it is. So majority of the Americans are pro-life and anti-abortion. Yeah, you get some crackpots, you must remember, so they are non-entities. Russia is smiling with this news. the allies of Ukraine could not reach an agreement in Germany regarding the heavy armaments to send. They said, no agreement. Putin is rubbing his hands with Lee. I told you, I'm going to put you in your place, remember that. Because Putin says I'm a harami and I know how to play the joker. You must understand, we support you, Putin. We admire you, you big harami. Okay, India social media, you must remember new laws coming in there. That those people who are wanting big promotions and advertisement on social media, and they must say this is a promotion, this is an advertisement, and if they abuse that, they will be fined by the Indian authorities $12,000. Can you imagine that? Wagner was fighting with Russia against Ukraine, so United States of America put more sanctions on them. I'm amazed with these Americans. They put sanctions, but the country they put sanctions on keep on thriving more and more, like Iran and so forth. Yes, you know the lady resigned, and now tomorrow, that is Sunday, they will have a new leader there in New Zealand. There's only one candidate, and he is Chris Hipkins. So Chris Hipkins will be the next Prime Minister of New Zealand. 4 million people, 40 million sheep, one man, one vote, one man, 10 sheep. So that is how I would deliver lectures there. Man means woman, human being, you understand. China and Bolivia signed big deals, so that also is something very interesting. And Peru also, big problems. Today between 2 and 3, our brother Uwesi will then be mentioning the youth program. And inshallah, 6 to 8 will be our brother Suleiman Esop with the Naat Kirat. That's a light-hearted program, mashallah. And tomorrow between 2 and 4, we will have our normal Q&A with Hafiz Wadi in the afternoon. And tomorrow evening, that is Sunday evening, scan the sky for the new moon and crescent. Make a concerted effort and inform your local ulama, insha'Allah al-Aziz.
Ustaz, what dua can I read for my husband's name to be called out, insha'Allah, for Hajj? Ustaz?
Why your husband's name, Betty? Why you only say your husband's name? Rephrase the question. Say, Ya Allah, that when will our name be called out? You must remember that. So number one, you read 2 rakat salat daily. Today you start from Ishraq time or after Zuhr. And you read Surah 2, verse 128. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. Ya Allah, hum ko bula le. Ya Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam mehman bana dijiye. Ya Allah, make us your guest, Ya Allah. Make us the guest of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara. Chapter 2, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. O Allah, you show us the places of Hajj and Umrah, and you forgive us, O Allah. Verily, Ya Allah, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. In this week alone, I receive query for some people, 2-3 of them. I get so many messages, I can't remember exactly. They said for past 4 or 5 years, our name is on the list, but nothing is happening with Sahuk. I said, you have to address it with Sahuk. What can I do? Another person says that Sahuk for this year, 2020, what year we are in now? 23. So 2023. So they have increased their fees for the Hujjaj and pilgrims, but they got 14 million rand in their account. So Sahuk needs to address all these issues. Why did you increase this amount and so forth? I am just the messenger, you know, because people can't get across to you, but we will get across to whoever it is. Mm. We also want justice, Kain and Mankan, whoever it is. It doesn't mean I perform Hajj so many times with the help and mercy of Allah, so I must not worry. No, we have to bring it to the fore. So remember that. Address all these concerns with Sahuk and so forth. When we were with Channel Islam and Sahuk used to come on, then always one chef would resign. It was a comedy show, man. I'm telling you that, yeah. One chap will reside on air. So like that. It was a real comedy show. So anyway, y'all can carry on and ask them. I'm just here to inform you what's happening.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, is an immature male allowed to marry a mature lady? Ustad?
So, what you mean by immature and mature? Do you mean physically mature or you mean mentally mature? So maybe that guy is a simple Simon, you know, naive character. He's 20 years old, but his brain functions like a 10-year-old. So if it is like that, don't get him married. You must remember the mother, that wife will take all the money and run away. Or he will take all the wife's money and he will run away and so forth. So when you get married, remember the study, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, O you group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whosoever has the physical means and the financial means, that's the meaning of the word of the hadith, then get married immediately. So falyatazawwaj, so it's not that we just, you know, people come and exploit us and then they take and usurp our money and our rights. So all that is unacceptable, remember.
I've got a brother by the name of Suleiman. He says, call him Suli. And he says, what is your reason for calling Putin a harami? What bad deed did he do for the Muslims for you to call him a harami instead of you making dua for him?
My brother Suleiman, for you, leave Putin out. For you to call you Suli is haram, brother. So you must remember, when you speak of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, your name is after Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. You're making a mockery of the name of a mighty prophet of Allah when he reconstructed Masjid al-Aqsa. So you must remember this. Then he begged Allah for three things as mentioned in Sunan Nasai. I'll just mention one. Chapter 38, verse 35. Rabbi habli mulkallah yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di, that Ya Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom that will be not given to anybody after me. Allah blessed him with a spectacular kingdom, control over the jinn, over the birds, over the wind, and so many things. So innaka antal wahhab, indeed you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. Chapter 38, verse 35. So change your name and tell them you're not Suli, you're Suleiman. Then we worry about Putin. Putin and the Russians, what they did in Afghanistan, you're suffering from selective amnesia, brother. You need a taweez, you see. Mullah Arafat will give you a taweez. So you must remember, when the Russians came in there, so they were all part of this. So from 89, you must remember, they came in there. Sorry, 79, they came in there. And in 90, they left with their tails between their legs and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. So everyone who was for it to invade Afghanistan, what you going to call him? You call him a harami in Islam. You understood that? So that is why we call them harami. How we call the jutlas harami? Anybody invades our lands and steals our resources, we call them harami. But you worry more about your name.
Allahu Akbar. I've got Sister Amanda. She says that, could you please assist me? AK, she says, the original Bible is thought to have been written in Greek. If it is true that it was written in Rome, why would it be written in Greek? Sister Amanda, Ustad.
Why was it written in Greek? Who told you that? So you must go, my sister Amanda, to the works of Sheikh Ahmed Didat. You heard his name, right? So just go to IPCI and just press there, you understand, Didat and so forth, and all his books will appear, and then he will tell you about the Bible and how many errors, mistakes in the Bible, and remember the original Bible and so forth was Jesus, peace be upon him. He was there in Palestine. He was not there in Rome and Greek and so for Greece or somewhere. So it was in Hebrew, or it was in Syriac, or it was in those languages, what we call Semitic languages. Semitic means not only Hebrew. It means Arabic. It means Hebrew. It means Syriac. It means Yiddish. So all these languages come under Semitic languages. If you study the history of Semitic languages and you understand linguistics, then you will know Noah. peace be upon him, Nuh alayhi salam. And then he had a son, Sam, Sin, Alif, Mim. So therefore, the languages they spoke that time are known as Semitic languages. To say it was in Greek, these are all translations. And you, my sister Amanda, write down this, that in 1631, you got it? Write it down, my sister. Then go to any priest, pastor, or pope and ask him, what's all this going on here? The King James Version. Right? King James Version, 1631. So that Bible has, because everything was handwritten, they said, thou shalt commit adultery. I repeat, 1631, King James Version, mentioned, thou shalt commit adultery. So therefore, that Bible, normally with the Bible, I have 4, 5, 6 copies, I can't remember exactly now, of the Bible in English, and I have in Arabic and Urdu and various languages. So remember the 1631 one, the King James Version, they call it not the Holy Bible, they call it the Wicked Bible. And our challenge is to the Pope even today, O Pope, read for us the Bible, the Gospel, in the original language by memory. So the answer came from the Vatican, no hope for the Pope. You see that? And we can give you in South Africa over 10,000 people, men, women, adults and children, and in the world over 5-10 million people who have memorized the entire Quran Sharif in the original language. And it will take us 8-9 hours to read it by memory from cover to cover. You Jutlas and Jews, you Christians of any denomination, cannot even produce one single person who can recite the Injil, the Gospel, or the Torah in the original language by memory. So I leave it to you, which religion is the best? Obviously it's Islam, and therefore we present and propagate it to the rest, because we are transparent, we have nothing to hide. You have so many different versions of the Bible that even the virgins are confused.
Of course, Sister Ranel, she wants to know that Jordan, is Jordan an Islamic country?
It's not an Islamic country, it's a Muslim country. There's a big difference and dichotomy, my sister Ranel. Islamic country means that their constitution is based on revelation, on the Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, on Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all these countries, none of them are Islamic country, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's United Arab Emirates, whether it's Bahrain, Morocco, all those Arab tinpot dictators. And you must remember Muslim countries, Pakistan, Malaysia, Indonesia, none of them are Islamic countries, they are Muslim countries. What is the meaning of Muslim country? It means majority of the people, they are Muslim. If you go today to Jordan, I've been there 6-7 times to Jordan with Allah's help and mercy. So remember the last time I had to go to Jordan, I just stayed in a hotel because I had to go out and come back for the Hajj and so forth, for the pilgrimage. So I just landed at the airport, went to the hotel, and after 20 hours, 16 hours, go back and go back. Anyway, cut long story, the point I'm making is this, that if you go study the laws there, they the one to make peace with Israel. Their envoy goes to Masjid al-Aqsa and he's humiliated. And you look at the laws there, certain laws are 100% against Islam and so forth. So therefore, it's not an Islamic country. Yes, it's a Muslim country. It's known as Urdun in Arabic.
Somebody says there are some trustees here in KZN. They think they own Allah's house, Mufti Saab. They tell us you can go and complain to Mufti AK. He won't put the money we put. Ustad.
So you must remember that. I mentioned this the other day on air. So I said that today the problem, not only South Africa, 90% of the world, that remember is what? That who are fit to be trustees. Leave AK, we are sinners, we are non-entities, nothing, right? So you must remember that Almighty Allah has mentioned the criteria. Who are the people fit to be the custodians, the maintainers, the trustees of a masjid? This is Allah's law, not AK's law. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salah wa ata az-zakah wa lam yakhsha illa Allah. Only those people are entitled to be trustees. Innama for hasr and qasr, meaning only exclusively those people are entitled to be the trustees who man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir, who believe in Almighty Allah on the last day. They cannot be Shias and Qadianis and Agahanis. Their belief structure must be right. Wa aqama salah, and they must be the one who established salah. They must be reading 5 times salah. Not necessarily in that mosque or masjid. Anywhere that is a masjid, they must be there to perform salat on time. Wa ata zakah, and they must pay their zakah if zakat is compulsory upon them. Now look at this condition. 99 of the Muslim trustees don't fulfill this. Wa lam yakhsha illallah. They must fear none except Almighty Allah. So fa asa ulaika yakunu min al muhtadin. They are the people who will be guided. Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 18. So remember, those are the people. Brother, if you put 5 million, 10 million, 20 million, does that make you fit to be a trustee? No. That is ignorance of people, remember that. And the very next verse, Almighty Allah addresses this issue. The people in Makkah Mukarramah, that whether it's Abu Lahab or Abu Jahal or whoever, they were the people in charge of Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa. And they would say that look at us, that we are feeding the Hujjaj and giving them water, giving them food. We are maintaining the masjid with our money, like your mentality. That mentality, brother, is Abu Jahal's mentality and Abu Lahab's mentality. Maybe you'll end up with them there with that mentality. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَإِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. What? Allah is posing a rhetorical question. Your feeding of the Hujjaj, giving them water, siqaya, giving them food, rifada, and having the keys of the Baytullah, sidana. These were the portfolios. So Allah mentions here, yeah, that siqaya, feeding the Hujjaj, giving them water, and maintaining the Haram Sharif Makkah. Kamana amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. Are they like those people who believe in Almighty Allah in the last day? وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and they are the one who strive in the path of Allah without fear and favor. Are they equal? Allah's verdict, لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They can never be equal by Almighty Allah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah calls such people who are there just because of their money and so forth, corrupted many of them, we don't say all. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah will not guide people who are zalims, who are tinpot dictators and so forth. Listen, every Muslim and more so every trustee should be reading this. Chapter 9, verse 18 and verse 119. My message to you, if you think you are fit to be a trustee because you put 5, 10 million, 20 million, then the biggest thing you must do is resign and take your money. And you know where to put it.
Allahu Akbar. Ustad, is it allowed to chase an idol worshipper out of the masjid as he came to seek shelter from the rain, Ustad?
Remember, how can you do that? That's wrong. We belong to the ummah of Mustafa Rahmatullil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And remember, it's raining, it's pouring, and somebody just wanted shelter. He didn't come to steal, he didn't come to cause us harm. So we must show the quality of mercy and compassion. That is a da'wat we give him. Remember that towards Islam. Story time. It was 2013 or 2012 or 2011, I can't remember exactly. That last day of Hajj. Last day, I don't mean your last day. So remember, 90% of the Hujjaj, 12th of, you understand, Zulhijjah, they run away, 80%. With Allah's help, we establish this culture, and from the start, we would tell people, make your intention, not 5-day Hajj, 6-day Hajj. We will stay there the last day. And it started raining and pouring and so forth. So some people from Turkey and this country and that country, the gate crashed into our tent like. So you know you get our brothers overzealous and so forth. No, 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 get out from here, get out from here. And they came to steal and that. I was so upset. I brought them, we brought them inside, few brothers and so forth. I told our Hujjaj, these are Hajis. Can't you see they just perform Hajj? And you can't help them now. But you say you belong to the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. What's wrong with you? Do you think we South Africans are so special? Because we believe we stay here in special services. We are always the nearest one to the Shaitan. That also is gone now. So remember, that is our arrogance and pride, that you must remember this. So then they understood. Then those same brothers said, we want to spend the night. I said, that I can't help you. Go speak there to this Umu'assasa. If they give permission, all most of the hajis are gone. There's enough place, but I can't give you that. Yes, the food, and stay here for 1, 2, 3 hours till the rain stops. We got no problem. We'll help you. But staying over, that you must, you know, staying here for many hours and all. So that you have to ask them and so forth. What I'm trying to tell you, when people are in a crisis situation and they want shelter, so they want to come there inside the masjid, they'll be there in the courtyard or somewhere. So that's totally wrong that we go and tell them, get out from here. Instead of inviting them to Islam, we chase them away from Islam when we do these type of actions. Not right that.
I see Nathan says then, why is Palestine so undeveloped and Israel developed? Ustad?
Because you steal everything and you murder everything, you harami. Your forefathers, from the time they were born there in Israel, they're stealing. What do you think your Netanyahu is? Your Netanyahu is a first-class, world-class, remember, murderer and war criminal. What do you think Sharon was? What do you think before him David Ben-Gurion was? So a whole lot of them war criminals. So you go with a gun, you go with the army, you shoot the people, you baby killers, and you still got the audacity and temerity to ask me that question. You should be ashamed of yourself, Nathan. Hang your head in shame.
Allahu Akbar. I see somebody says there that, and why is Nigeria so undeveloped, Ustad?
So Nigeria is so underdeveloped because of corruption. They have so much oil there. They have so many resources there. But you know, whenever a Muslim country has resources, so you must become under the West. Like you see the Arab countries, they got oil, this, that, but they have to dance to the tune of the Americans. Then there will be little bit stability. The moment they move away, so then you will see the bombs flying, this happening, this happening. Who is bombing Yemen, I'm asking you? Why? Because Yemen found oil, and Yemen told them, go to hell, we're not going to accept you. So Nigeria, same thing, they got enough oil, but they will use the Christians, they will use this one, they will use Shabab, they will use Boko Haram, and they will use all these characters here to bring about, to destabilize them, because they don't want to accept everything of the West. So that is how the West plays the game, remember that. So then if you are not going to accede to their request, they will demonize you, as they did with Saddam Hussein, as they did with Gaddafi, as they did with, you must remember, Hugo Chavez and all these people there. So that is how they play the game. But now it's time up, remember that. They're catching it themselves, and you can see how many countries on the verge of collapse because of the Ukraine war. Therefore, you, the first brother, Suleiman, not Suli, Suli is haram. So Suleiman, we love, not love, rather say liked the harami Putin. He caused such a turbulence to the West, they don't know whether they're coming or going. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us for his deen. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.